Today in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May the 16th, 2006. The Israeli army orders a school in Jenin to remove the Palestinian flag. The army detains Palestinian press photographer in Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers invade Al-Qaeda village and beat two children. The Israeli army invades the West Bank city of Nablus. Right-wing Jewish extremists try to set fire to a mosque in Haifa. The army invades Tamun village, and the army arrests one resident from Al-Hashmiya village. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli army unit stormed the Sabada High School for Boys west of the West Bank city of Jenin and ordered the administration to take down the Palestinian flag on Tuesday morning. Soldiers driving past the school stopped and forced entry. It then ordered the teachers to remove the Palestinian flag, the principal reported. He added that this is not the first time the army have done this. Sometimes they remove the flag themselves when the school is closed. Ahmed Mishir, a photographer for the Palestinian news agency Wafa, was detained by the Israeli army after photographing the new military checkpoint. Mishir was near the entrance of Al-Qaeda village in the West Bank city of Bethlehem when troops decided to confiscate his camera and detain him for an hour, eyewitnesses reported. Local and international journalists have been killed, injured or jailed since the start of this intifada. Tuesday afternoon, Israeli soldiers, backed by armoured vehicles, invaded the West Bank village of Al-Qaeda west of Bethlehem. The troops broke into Palestinian homes and conducted wide-scale searches, local sources reported. The residents affirmed that the soldiers were violent people in their own homes and beat two youths. Other soldiers who were deployed around the schools held up several students on their way home and forced them to stand by the wall of their schools with their hands up for over half an hour. No injuries were reported. An Israeli military spokesperson said that their procedures were conducted after Palestinian youths from the area hurled stones at settlers' vehicles crossing the settlers' bypass road near Al-Qaeda village. The window of one of the cars was shattered. Another settler vehicle was hit by stones whilst crossing Al-Laban, Al-Shakhiya village close to the West Bank city of Ramallah. No injuries were reported from either incident. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday morning. The Israeli army stormed the city and fired randomly at residents' homes, which caused a case of panic amongst civilians. No arrests were made, but the army was deliberately provoking the stone-throwing youth to clash with them, local sources reported. A group of right-wing Jewish extremists tried to set fire to Al-Manshiya Mosque in the city of Haifa late on Monday evening. According to Al-Sheikh Mohammed Mahdi, the head of the Islamic movement in the city, the group of men and women smashed the main door with logs and set it on fire. Residents rushed to the burning mosque in an attempt to extinguish the fire, then called the fire brigades, Mahdi said. Similar groups have attacked this mosque and other Palestinian holy sites previously in Haifa. The Israeli army arrests two youth from Ithna village in Hebron. Yafa Salimi and Khaled Nima were arrested from the village of Ithna in the West Bank city of Hebron Tuesday at dawn. Israeli army invaded the village and searched several homes before arresting the two and taking them to unknown locations. The two are Palestinian Authority police officers in the West Bank city of Bethlehem, local sources reported. The Israeli army invaded the village of Tamun, east of the West Bank city of Jenin, Tuesday at dawn. Army jeeps entered the village and troops searched residents' homes and nearby farming lands. No arrests were made, local residents said. Ahmed Hamran was arrested when the Israeli army invaded the village of Al-Hashmiya in the West Bank city of Jenin on Tuesday morning. Soldiers stormed residents' homes and arrested Hamran, who is the local Mathayen of the village. He was on his way to dawn prayers at the local mosque, eyewitnesses reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Today in Palestine, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Banoura.